Hello, what's up, you guys? Look at this dirty, you earth-killing mother. I just saw somebody fucking polluting and shit. Nasty ass. Anyway, so distracting. I'm driving right now, so if you hear some excessive shit, I probably hit a pothole, some shit. But I hope everyone is having an amazing day. Today's podcast is going to be super, random, but and super short probably, because I'm here driving and I don't want too much of a noise for you guys. Anyway, let's jump in. Today's podcast is going to be on Mala, and not the song, but although everyone on here, if you're the podcast family, you should have already heard Mala. Stream Mala while you wake up, when you brush your teeth, when you put in makeup on, when you're going out, when you're with your friends, when you're not with your friends, when you're with your mom, when you're with your dad, when you're in the house, when you're out the house, when you're at work. Just stream Mala, okay? But we're not going to talk about the song today. We're going to talk about the Mala character, who I am, that character I tune into when I am doing anything for Mala, anything, I tune into this feeling. And I want to explain to you guys as well that there's going to be many characters, and it's a big deal for me, for to all the people that support me and all the people that have pushed anything to do with me. I need you guys to understand who I am as a person, right? And I feel that some people have, because of the characters, right? They have certain thoughts about me, and not that I'm not confident about anything. I just want, and I'm not explaining myself to y'all on why I do what I do. I'm just because I don't want you guys to feel like that, but I am explaining the characters I tune into, especially when it's artistic, some the feeling that I need to work in creativeness and work in love. I really need to tune into certain things and feelings when I'm working artistically like this. So the Mala character, very obvious that she's spicy, very obvious that she's amazingly confident, and is a bit scary and looks like she'll bite your neck off, but she won't. Trust me, she's sweet. very sexy. And I want you to know the definition of that character is to be confident, right? Because I feel like a lot of people see me and they see sexy already. And I want you guys to know that it's there. Trust me, I'm a Scorpion queen. The sexiness is gonna be there. But what I need you guys to understand, and always, and I know that the people that know me know that, the characters are not always going to be sexy. The characters are not always going to be Mala. You know what I'm saying? Because I am also, I feel like, a sweet person. And that's the cool thing about art. You can switch up your look and you can be whoever you want to be. You can be conservative, beautiful, whatever, and then be a sexy, glamorous this. And it's just, you could be whatever. You could be something. Look, geeky is coming too. I'm going to show y'all my scientific pickle side of the art. But that's just in the future, it's coming. Right now, and I think that genuinely people see me as a sexy person, but you guys know I'm a goofy fuck. Like, I am insanely weird. And if you've met up with me or if you've had an interaction with me, you could tell I'm not there all the way, you know? But Mala is just super sexy. It is the confident side of everything that you should be and feel. Mostly feel, because when I'm in the studio as well, that's what they prepped for me, a sexy vibe. When Mala was being created, that's what I was receiving. Red lights, a little bit of like a liquor, because you know, a little bit of LQ spices up the So you get that character. You know, I know what's gonna get me in tune with Mala, right? So I want you guys to know that too. I want you guys to know what the fuck that scared me. I want every time you hear Mala to get in tune with that sexy side. Even if you had like a sexy, confident, you know, even if you had like a long, really, if you're having a long day and I'm in the middle of it and you hear Mala, like in the middle of the midst of it, just as soon as you hear, I want you to feel confident and beautiful and unstoppable and super like cocky. And not that you're cocky, but it's hard sometimes. Like for me, sometimes it's hard to get into my cockier levels, and people probably think it's so easy, but I just don't see myself as a, you know how people say sex sells? Like I think I am not the best at, and I don't want things that I represent to ever be just plain sexy. Let me be sexy, but I'd rather somebody tell me that I'm beautiful before sexy, because if I see that you saying sexy, you're already looking at the type of me. You're looking at my temple, my body. And I don't blame nobody. People have their different visions and shit about what they see and need in an artist or in a person, what they like in a person. And when they see that an artist is portraying that, they're like, oh, that's them. That's their only thing. But trust me, a lot of characters are going to go into play. Mala right now has me super. Right now, look at me. I almost have a turtleneck on. Hello? So when I tell you I'm getting into a character, I hope that you guys love it so much. And I know that the people that have been following and showing me so much love know that it's not just that. And again, I'm not explaining myself to you guys about why I do what I do, but I'm talking about the characters. Some people think that the characters are really the person portraying, playing the character. And that's where the acting comes in. Like, acting has always been something since a little girl I've wanted to do. I've always wanted to be an actress. I thought I was going to start acting before I ever recorded a song. I never even see myself in ever recording a song. And thank God I've grown to touch that level. That's a whole other story, though, about my journey. Are you going to let me pass? Yay! Thank you! So, when I run into the characters of the song, when I have to tune in, when I get a melody, when I have to feel the vibe of the song, and I finally find the character I'm gonna be, it's, you know, it's the ball game from there. Like, we killing whatever we touching. And I think that it's important to get in tune with a passion, because if you don't get in tune with a passion, whatever you doing, it's not gonna look good, it's not gonna feel good, it's not gonna sound good. You gotta get in tune with passions at all time when you're doing stuff like that. So I think that it's easier for me to get in tune with a character than sometimes myself, because sometimes when I'm not feeling myself, imagine, like, I have to get into these characters, I have to get into this feeling. Not every day is going to be a good day for me, but thank God I know the ability of getting into a character, and then I could shut it right off and become whoever I was after that. Like, especially if I'm on my period, like, and I'm crying all day, then I have to, like, do a photo shoot. Like, bitch, I have to plug in. It's not easy, but I do it because I have that ability, and I want people to learn that too, as they see my characters evolve. So right now we get Spicy Mala. She's been getting a lot of controversial comments. So now I'm getting a lot of people, you know, I think especially old heads are like, oh my God, so mucho. But I need y'all to know that everything I do is for a purpose, okay? Everything I do has an emotional attachment to it that will help you grow if you just keep listening and tune in to that feeling that you feel when you're listening to them. Is this making you a better person? Is this making you a confident person? Is this making you a productive person? Does this make you want to get up? Does this bring up the thought of, like, doing something strong and, like, does it? You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna understand that getting in tune with certain things is the best way to do everything. Right? You're going to see a little bit of an emotional character coming soon, and she's definitely going to be, you know, I don't even want to give too much, but she's going to be definitely the most romantic one of all. And again, I am a Scorpio girl. There's going to be love and passion in everything I do, and every character. It's not all going to be sexualized. Right now, I think that Mala is the most sexual character that I have in mind for this lineup that we have coming up. So that is a little teaser. That was too much info for you. No, I'm kidding. I love you guys so much. Thanks for supporting Mala for real. And I was definitely want to explain, like, with the character Mala, you guys remember the part, yo soy libre de mi cuerpo, aprovecho lo todo. That part right there says, I am free of my body, and I take advantage of what I got. You know, I take advantage of who I am. That is just in tune. Get in tune. When you listen to any of my characters, when you speak on your own thing, when you do your own thing, make sure it has a passion to it. It has a different feeling. Tune into the feeling that you want to be, and you start doing it automatically. It's pretty creepy, but I recommend it. I love you guys so much. Get in tune with your inner Mala, stream Mala right now. And thank you so much for understanding me. I really appreciate each and every one of you guys that clicks, tunes in, shares your stuff, show your friends, listen to it in front of people. I really, really do appreciate you guys so much, and I want to do so much for you guys that I drive myself crazy, because I know you guys love it so much, and it shows in the feedback. That's what I appreciate so much for you guys, the love especially. It's beautiful. So keep shining on me. I love you guys so much. I appreciate your light. I appreciate your energy. Go stream Mala. Get in tune with yourself. Be confident. You're the only person that needs to do what you have to do to be the better you. You feel me? I love you guys so much. Thanks so much. Bye. Mala. Mala. Hold on. I haven't turned off my phone yet. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.